My name is Chris Smith, and I'm sat here at my desk at home in Chiang Mai, which is in North Thailand. It's about an hour's flight north of Bangkok. It's Saturday the 7th of March, so it's just under 2 weeks when I will be in Singapore running some workshops. And one of the workshops I'm running is this two-day session on the 18th and 19th of March for the ministry for general paper teachers. So I thought I'd do a short introduction, let you know a bit more about myself, and let you know some of the things we're going to try and do. You can tell I'm an optimist. Some of the things we are going to do. We have 2 days together on the 18th and 19th, and it's an interesting concept. I've been asked to work with you and for you to bring some lesson plans or a lesson plan with you to the session, and then introduce you to some Web 2.0 tools, some internet tools and technology tools, so that you can enhance your lesson to make it even better and a better learning experience for the students. So one of the things you're going to have to bring to the session, otherwise this just won't work, is a lesson plan. Now, it can be an old lesson plan. Don't spend a lot of time preparing things, please. They're just the process to help us focus a little bit more. It's not very important. Maybe it's something that you're more comfortable with. If it's a topic you're more comfortable with, bring that. But it's not very important what the topic is. I'm told it has to be something related to general paper, because that's what you're focusing on. But in fact, that's irrelevant. It could be a lesson plan on anything, to be honest. If your lesson plan has a PowerPoint as part of it, that would actually be very good. And it would be good if you could bring that PowerPoint, your traditional, almost chalk and talk lesson plan. But if it has a PowerPoint already, do bring that, because you'll be able to use those materials in different ways. We'll be able to suck out the slides from the PowerPoint and use them in different novel ways. And then you can evaluate which of the tools are going to be more suitable to you in your situation, with your facilities in school, with your experience and skills, and tailored to the needs of your students. Now, you may, because you listen to this, or you hopefully have already seen, that I've built a blog, a web page, a blog for us to help organise the 2 days. And the blog URL is, it's a bit of a mouthful actually, is http://singaporechrissmith, with no spaces, .blogspot.com. Blogspot is actually owned by Google, and this is a free service, so you can set up as many blogs as you like. In fact, I think I've got over 40 blogs on Blogspot. Keep in mind that I've designed this blog, or I'm designing it because I'm still working on it. I'm designing this blog so that it not only helps us communicate and share resources, but also the blog itself. I'm using some tools that you may not already be familiar with. And so the blog helps me focus on some of those tools to explain them to you. So you might just want to sort of wander around the blog and look at what's there and click on some of the links and see what they do. And if you're not sure how they do a particular thing, then make a note and you ask me to explain that on the Thursday and the Friday. In the blog, there are several things. The second posting in the blog says introduce yourself. And what I would love you to do there is click on the comments button and introduce yourself. There's the obvious things like your name, your school. You don't have to put your full name. If you feel you don't want to do that, then just put your first name. Or if you have a nickname, feel free to put that, so long as you don't mind me calling you by that name. But it would also help if in that introduction you typed in what curriculum area specialities you have, what age groups you teach, although I think everybody's teaching 17, 18-year-olds. You'll put me right on that when we meet, I'm sure. So introduce yourself there. The second post is actually a survey, and it you just do a you just click on the link in the third post, in the survey post. You'll be taken to a web page, and there are a few questions there to help me establish what your skills level is. One of my big challenges is I don't know what all of your skills levels are and what you feel comfortable with. So this is a very simple survey I've knocked together in just a few minutes. So just answer that. I think only answer it once. I think you may only be able to answer it once anyway. It's anonymous, so I won't know who's actually answered them, but it will give me some idea of whether people are familiar with particular applications or you have certain resources accessible in your own school for when you are teaching. On the blog, I also have a posting to do with organisation and housekeeping. That was a good one. I won't edit that out. Housekeeping. And it will have details of the time of the day and whether we're getting lunch or not. But the problem is, at the time of doing this podcast, of this audio recording, I know none of those answers myself. So watch this space. And you may well know them before I do. I have another post about what to bring. And I understand that you're... Well, first of all, I've just mentioned that you've been asked to bring a traditional chalk and talk lesson. That you've previously done, or you could plan something just for this session if you really wanted to. Bring your laptop. I understand you have a laptop, and hopefully the wireless connectivity in the ministry will be fine. I'm not producing any handouts specifically for this session because I've yet to really determine what I'm going to do and the order I'm going to do things, because I don't really know what your individual specific needs are yet. I will give you some handouts from other workshops I've run. I'll give you one which is called Internet Survival Skills for Teachers, and another one which is called Beyond PowerPoint. But we won't go through those linearly. I don't want to kill you with PowerPoint. No death by PowerPoint. No PowerPointlessness. But we will dip into them. A new thing for some of you might be that I'm actually going to use a wiki to record what each of you are doing. Actually, that's not quite true. You are going to use a wiki to record what it is you do during the 2 days. Now, if you don't know how to use a wiki and you've no experience of using a wiki, then that's not a problem, because that's my job. I've already set up the wiki and there's a link to it. It's pretty boring, and you can click on the link from the blog to go to the wiki and see what I put there already. But it's my responsibility to show you how to drive the wiki. And that's one of the things we'll do on the Thursday morning, is show you how to do that. If you've never done one before, you'll find it very easy to do. And I don't think there's anything else I want to mention here. I think that's probably all. So the main things to do, just to recap, is have a look at the blog, read through it, have a play with some of the things that I put on the blog, because you might find these useful yourself. In fact, I don't even know whether you have a blog, but that's one of the questions yourself. That's one of the questions in the little survey that I'm asking you to do. And if you don't have a blog and you don't know how to make one yourself, put it in the comments on the blog here, or mention it in the survey, and I will address it. I'll show you how to make a blog. Again, much of this technology actually is very simple to learn. And I have no doubt that if you're like any of the other Singapore teachers I've worked with over the last few years, and I've been into Singapore quite regularly now to run workshops, you'll have no problem picking up these skills. And the challenge you have, and I think many teachers around the world have, is you actually have not had time to play with some of these tools and to investigate them. And so it's actually quite good that you're being given 2 days where we can do some investigation in a relaxed environment. And hopefully we'll have a bit of fun as well. Have I missed anything out? Thinking and looking through the blog now in front of me, I don't think I've missed anything out. I put a video at the bottom of the blog of some children talking about the future. You might like to have a look at that. That's quite fun. And I think that might be a good place to stop. I'm really looking forward to coming down to Singapore again. I love working in Singapore. Educators there are highly motivated. In fact, all those I've met are highly motivated. Are amazing learners themselves, as well as teachers. I have no doubt that you guys are going to be exactly the same. So, see you in a little under 2 weeks. Have fun.